when you're calling a fight, can you tell in the moment that it's special, that it's going to be historic?
Yeah, with that one you could, because you knew it was a big moment already. And I did something on that broadcast that is uncharacteristic of me. At the end of that first round, I'm not given to hyperbole much on broadcast.
Yeah.
And at the end of that round, it just kind of came out organically for me. Al Michaels said, you know, what a great round it was. And I said, maybe one of the best in middleweight history. And I'm not given those kind of statements. And it just came out of my mouth. I was even surprised to hear myself say it. So, yes, at that moment, you, because of who the fighters were and because of what they had just done, you did get the feeling it was special, which isn't always the case. You're right. You can't always you judge whether it's something that's historical or just something that's good.
I'm sure you've talked to Hearns and the Hearns camp times after the fight. And this is going to sound, you know, kind of a, like a weird question, but why did he fight that way in that fight? Because it obviously he's a guy who had immense power, but it just looked like the way to beat Marvin Hagler from Hearn's standpoint was to stay outside, work the jab. You know, obviously he's gonna get some head punches in there, but to get in the rock 'em sock 'em and get trapped in the corners on the ropes was just suicide.
Well, the interesting thing about that is, in the three fights leading up to it, Tommy Hearns, who had moved up to 154 pounds prior to that move up to 160 with Hagler, had very much been the boxer puncher. Among the other fighters he had beaten, he beat Wilfred Benitez, the great Puerto Rican champion. And most people thought he would go for a knockout against Benitez, who wasn't a big puncher. Hearns boxed, and boxed very well. So he had three straight decisions coming into the Hagler fight, and that's why we all thought he would box. Well, a couple of things happened. First, Emanuel Stewart tells his story, and sometimes a story like this will sound like it's an excuse or it isn't meaningful, but I am a believer in this. He left, and one of Tommy Hearns's, the people in Tommy Hearns's group, massaged the legs of Tommy Hearns, gave his legs a massage. And Emanuel Stewart came back right at the end when he was doing it. He said, what are you doing? And you don't ever want to do that, because massages relax the muscles and relax. And you'll notice Tommy Hearns' legs weren't all there for that fight.
Right.
So I think that had an impact. Secondly, in that first round, you know, Hearns started landing from long range. Right away, you know, Hagler came into him to make it a brawl.
Yep.
And Hearns landed a big right hand. It actually injured Tommy's hand, but it hurt Marvin Hagler. So he had Hagler stunned early. And I think that lured him into thinking, oh, my God, I just hurt the beast, you know, the man that nobody can hurt. I stunned him. I know it. I feel it. And Tommy later told me that he did feel it, and Marvin kind of grudgingly admitted it later, even though he didn't right after the broadcast. So I think a combination of things. And then you notice in round two, Tommy Hearns did try to box a little bit, but he wasn't effective doing it. His legs weren't all there, and he just couldn't keep Hagler away. And as it was, the irony is, because of the cuts that developed over the eyes of Hagler, Tommy Hearns almost won a TKO because of that.